really. I came all the way over here for that. That's all you got? Oh my God. Can you take me home? Nothing's wrong with me. I guess I'm just a sexually frustrated black girl.
Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Jazzy, and you're listening to Sexually Frustrated Black Girl. What's up? I know it's been a minute since I have been on this thing, and I apologize. And I know I sound different because my whole, bitch, let me tell y'all. So, like, my app that I have been using since day one, since episode one, literally is not available anymore. That app has my music, the app has all my advertisements, everything that I use for my podcast. The app is just gone, and I tried to use it, and I tried to open it, you know, a few times in the month of October to record for y'all, and it always say, like, error, error, and I was like, well, bitch, I ain't got no more storage, because y'all know how Apple be playing with us with our storage. I'm like, Apple, I literally deleted my life, my pictures, my contacts. I got nothing else to give, Apple. Like, I ain't got it. So I thought it was my storage fucking up, so I was like, okay, let me just wait. I'm just going to delete some things that I don't need. But then I opened it one day and it said this app is no longer available in the Apple Store, so I couldn't even open it. So now I'm trying to frantically find another app that I can, you know, download on. But so I find this app, but I can't find my music. So I apologize in advance that I don't have my background music. And so I'm trying to work it out. So this episode just gonna have to do because I wanted to talk to y'all, wanted to get on here with y'all, but I'm gonna try to get my, you know, music back so we can get back how we used to be, you know. Anyways, so yeah, like I said, a lot of things have been happening with me. Your girl has been really changing, manifesting, growing, hair growing, you know, doing good. But I have been working on some things that I'm very proud of. So this Friday, I'm going to be launching my own clothing line. Yes, bitch, and I'm not talking about an online boutique. I didn't go to, you know, AliExpress and buy some shit. I legitly have been making these clothes one by one, piece by piece. So it has been taking me a long time. I had a lot to learn, a lot to do, but I'm forever proud of myself. So, like, initially, I was making these cute skirts, real cute, sexy tie-up skirts, and I sold a few of them and my family liked them. And so I was thinking, like, I'm literally buying a black skirt, cutting it up, and then, you know, making it my own. I was like, bitch, I can do this myself. Like, cut out the fucking middleman. So initially, that's what I wanted to do, was just, like, do, like, cute little skirts and tank tops. But then I was thinking, like, if I'm gonna do it, bitch, I'm gonna fucking do it. So I have been taking sewing classes. I've been on YouTube all damn night. And, bitch, when I tell you, the first time a bitch made some shorts, the first time I made a sleeve, like, y'all don't understand how much of an accomplishment that was. I think I even cried a little bit. So I'm for sure proud of this. And like I said, it's going to be launching this Friday on the 15th. So make sure you guys stay tuned and, you know, look out for that. It's a holiday collection, so some nice colors. And you know a bitch like to dress sexy, so you can imagine it's going to be real sexy. But anyways, let's get to the episode. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about child, child, child. So have y'all ever been so dickmatized, so pussy whipped, that it literally fucked up your life? Like, you literally lost everything. You look stupid out in these streets. Bitch, your car, you had a new car that came with 2 miles, and now you're looking out after leaving him, the car got 195,000 miles on it. It's only been a year, and all you do is drive to work and back. Like, honestly, we be really hypnotized or digmatized in situations that we don't even know that these people are not good for us. I've been in this situation one time and a bitch ain't going back. Like, that is why the Lord has kept me single this long, because he knew if I got that bomb dick, bitch, I'm probably gonna go right back to Daquan. Like, Hurricane Daquan will be in full effect and I wouldn't even care. Like, that is why the Lord is not doing this. I mean, but damn, Lord, give me a little bit of dick. I mean, shit, just a little bit. He ain't gotta have the biggest dick, but give me something. Shit, like, work with me. But anyways, y'all, so have you ever been in that situation? Fellas, have you ever been, you know, pussy whipped? Like, that girl had that good snap back, gushy wit, that you literally would cuss out your mama, your grandma, your sister, your auntie, the bishop, the deacon, the little boy, altar boy, for her. Because you know that mouth game, that head game is something crazy, right? That is what we're going to be talking about today. Today we're going to be talking about the time where I was so dick whipped that it literally sent me to jail. Y'all heard me. I went to the All Lady Fur Factory fucking with this nigga. So let's talk about that, y'all, okay? But before we get it popping, I just like to say that love should be nice, should be sweet. It should not make you feel stupid and should not make you feel insecure. It should not make you feel like, what am I doing with this? I deserve better. So if you in that situation, girl, bye. Get out of there. Because there's people who is going to treat you nice. But anyways, let's get to the story, right? Let's talk. It's been a minute. But yeah, girl. So it was a long time ago when, again, I was a young buck. I did most of my shit when I was a young buck. But anyways, I was talking to this guy and we met in church, right? So we were kids in church. We were in the, you know, dance group. You know, he was always so funny and so fine. Like, y'all know I date interracially now. You know, I like my white and my black men. But this is when I was strictly black men, right? And so let me tell you my type, okay? My type of black man, he got to be tall with a little meat on him with some muscles on him, right? He got to be tall, right? And he got to have them damn waves in his hair. Oh, like if I don't get seasick by looking at you, boy, I don't want you, right? I love my man chocolate as hell. Hella black. Not Nigerian, Africa, straight from the motherland black, but damn there, like a shade lighter. I love me some chocolate ass man with nice white teeth and nice pink lips. Not the lips that got the blunt stains or, you know, the smoke stains on them or cracked or chapped lips. No, they nice juicy lips. Like that is what I love, right? So that was him. This was this guy. He was hella funny, but I knew even when we was in that church, he was about that life. I was a good Christian woman like I am today, and he was in the streets. He was a hood nigga. He keep the perk by the pound, like for sure. He, you know, had all the bitches. He was like pimping bitches and stuff, so I knew that's what he was, right? So I really didn't fuck with him like that. So time goes by. We grow up some more, and like I said, I'm living in these apartments with my best friend at the time, and like I mentioned in a prior episode, to the left side of them apartments where all the goons is at, all the drugs, all the prostitutions, all the scammers live on that left side, y'all. Y'all don't want to go on that left side at nighttime, right? On the right side, all the parents, all the, you know, college kids, it's the good side over there. So I lived on that side, and he would always hang on that side, so I saw him again. When I was, I think, dropping my rent off or something like that, he was driving by and he was like, hey, hey, hey. And I looked like, you know, instantly, girls, we'd be like, excuse you. But I was like, oh, that's him. And I was like, oh, hey. He was like, come here. So we started chit-chatting. And I tell him I live up here. He was like, oh, I'm going to come see you. Can I come see you? And I was like, yeah. So we exchanged numbers. He comes over later that night, right? And so he's telling me, like, I always had a crush on you. I always liked you, but you know, we were in the church and I know your mama didn't play that. So, I didn't really, try nothing with you, but you looking hella bomb. You grew up to, you know, a nice woman. You in college, you know, you handling your shit. I like that. You ain't no little girl. And I was like, shut up. Thank you. I mean, you cute too or whatever. I always had something for you too, whatever, you know, just trying to chit chat with him. Right. So a week goes by or whatever, and we're talking, he's coming over more and more, him and his friend. His little light-skinned friend for my friend, right? So we kicking it at our house, right? So we're lightweight talking at this point. And so one night, we're talking in my room, and then he just starts kissing on me, right? I was like, and again, he got these big-ass, juicy-ass lips. And now, mind you, before him, I've only slept with one person, okay? So the guy that I lost my virginity to, he was a fine-ass, sexy-ass, chocolate-ass, yummy-ass brother too, but he had a little baby dick, like turtle little Vienna sausage dick. And I to this day I still feel bad for him because he is so fine, so yummy, tall, big, nice, broad shoulders, manly meat, waves dipping bitch, like. But he had the baby's dick, the smallest dick, and he busts quick. So I feel so bad for him because he just yummy. But anyways, so that was my first time sleeping with somebody, right? So I have no sex game. Like, I literally lost my virginity in a fucking closet at a party while people would sleep in the same room. So I ain't got no, you know, sexual game, no experience, right? So this guy, he starts kissing on me, kissing on my neck and stuff, rubbing on my ass and all that stuff. Then he starts going down to my, you know, my nipples and starts sucking on them and playing with them. So he's, like, really advanced. You can already tell. So then he goes down, y'all, and starts to eat me out, y'all. Mind you, this is the first time I've ever had my pussy ate. So a bitch is in heaven. Woo, y'all heard that. Like, literally in heaven. Like, I'm literally, my body is leaving. I'm like, oh my God. Like, what is this feeling? What is this sensation? Like, I love it. I'm in heaven. He gets up. He comes up and then he kissed me. I got the juices. He got my juices on his lips, right? So he starts kissing me again, y'all. And then he takes off his pants, y'all. And he has a motherfucking anaconda. His dick is so big. Like, it's till this day, he still has the biggest dick that I've ever had. It was big. Hella black, you know, it was circumcised, y'all. It had the nice balls, you know, he didn't have too much hair on it. It was just long, dick ass, big ass, juicy ass dick. And like, my mouth was already watering. I was like, oh, I can't wait for that dick. But, anyways, so he sticks it in like missionary, right? And my vagina literally, like, ah, bitch, like, what the fuck? Like, I am not prepared to be stretched this wide, y'all. I felt every inch of his dick, y'all. And then when he does this little missionary thing, like I said, we was in the, you know, the youth dance group, so he can dance, right? So we do a missionary and he's winding his dick inside of me, and I literally felt like a pinball machine. His dick was hitting all my walls. Ping, ping, pong, ping, ping. It was in my guts, y'all. It was in my digestive. So every time he did that wind, I felt heaven. Like, I'm just thinking about it now, and I still have yet to feel something like that to this day out of all the dudes that I slept with. Like I said, ain't a lie. But to this day, I've never felt that sensation of, I feel like it really was in my guts. But anyways, so yeah, so he's, you know, doing everything right. I'm in heaven. I'm screaming. I'm hella loud as shit. Then he flops me over to do, you know, doggy style. And again, like I said, this is the second time I've, you know, had sex with somebody. And he's like, you know, fucking me doggy style. First time doing doggy style. And I don't know how to hold it. You know, I don't know how to take the dick. So he's like, stay still. Like, he's trying to like tell me, like, don't move. So he's literally teaching me everything. He's exposing me to everything that I've never been in before. And so I appreciate him. And I'm so like digmatized at this point. So anybody who slept with me after this, you're welcome. Y'all need to send that nigga like a basket of mini muffins and stuff, because he is the reason why I put it down today. Let's start there. But anyway, so we in, right? He's sweaty, I'm sweaty, whatever. So time goes by, and like I said, we're like talking at this stage. We're talking, he's talking to his friend, is talking to my friend. So it's real cute. You know, we're having like a little love house, right? So I thought, bitch, until my life changed for the worse, right? Okay, so it all started when my friend, we were all at home, and these ghetto girls come knock on my door, and I opened the door, and I was like, can I help you? Instantly, I'm thinking, like, what's up? Like, who is you, like, banging on my door like that? Like, I don't know how to fight that good, but Shaquita was about to get it. I was like, who is this? Can I help you? And she's like, yeah, it's so-and-so in here. And I was like, yeah, he's in here. What you need with him? She was like, he is my man, and he's a liar. So I think y'all should know that he's a liar. He was literally at my house the other day telling me he loved me, and we just had sex, da da da. And I was like, you know how you ever look at somebody, like, you ever look at your ex's, your boyfriend's ex, and be like, what the fuck were you thinking looking at her? Like, I know I ain't the shit all the time, but I know I look better than her. Like, so what the fuck is really going on? So I'm looking at this girl, and I'm looking at my best friend. I was like, I don't know. What is you doing with her, you know? So at that point, that was a red flag. Like, he finessing my friend. You know, my friend was cute. She wasn't, like, super bad. But, you know, she was cute. But that's when I figured out, like, he was just a player. He was trying to finesse her, right? And so she gets pissed and was like, you can have him. You can have him. So we kick his ass out. And so we kick him out, and so it's just me and my dude at this time. And then just as time goes by, I just start to realize more and more shit. And at this point, I didn't have my voice. And thinking about it right now, I regret it, and I feel so stupid. Like, we would come home, and we would have hella niggas in our house, right? Like, why do dudes gotta run with 20 people? Like, we would have hella niggas in our house. Them dudes didn't even take a bath. Like, our house would be so stank, like, hella stinky ass dudes. And mind you, he was the flyest of all of the dudes, right? So he kept himself together. He made sure he had deodorant on. But his little crew, his little posse, his entourage, didn't give a fuck about a bath. They didn't know what the fuck they was using. When they did take a bath, they would wash their asses with Irish Spring, if that's a Fendi fact. So they would just have all these crusty ass dudes in our house eating all our food, using all our soap. And so we was like, no, like we struggling kids, like we struggling fucking college kids ourselves trying to pay our rent. So then I realized like we would come home and we would see like girls' purses in our house. We'd be like, who the fuck purse is this? So I'm thinking like, is there bitches in our house? But then I will open the purses and you would see the girls' keys in it, her IDs, her credit cards, but the money's gone. I was like, these niggas is stealing, right? So at the community college, they would always be at the community college, right? Or the city college, they would always be there. And they would always be at Fresno State, the state college, just there. And I'm thinking, okay, they just trying to maybe get girls, you know, to finesse or to play or to pimp or whatever. But they legitly stealing from them. So I had to, I felt so bad at one point. Like at one point I had four purses in my fucking house. So like they really was stealing from all these girls. I literally took all those purses and dropped, went to Fresno State, the college, and dropped these off at the administration building. It's like, I found these purses. And this man looking at me like, you found all four of these purses. But I was like, I'm sorry, here, just take the purses. Like I felt so bad. They started to steal from me, girl. So I would keep my money. Like, I will hold my money when I would get paid. I will hold my money and keep it off me. That's how I save money. If I have money, I keep it off of me. So I have money in my room, and I would come home, and my money's gone. And I was like, which one of y'all took my money? Oh, I don't know. I didn't take no money. I don't know. I don't know. And so I'd be like, what the fuck? So one time, one of his homies got arrested, and we're all talking, and we all chilling and stuff, and I see him going to my room, and I didn't think anything of it, and then he was like, oh, I gotta go. Next day, or 2 days after, I go to find my rent money, and half of my money is gone, and coincidentally, the just amount of money that you needed for your fucking dude, my money's gone. And my mom always say, like, you know if somebody's stealing from you that you know when they don't take all of it. A stranger's gonna take all your shit. But if somebody just take a little bit of your money, that's somebody that you fucking know. And so then he gonna have the nerve to tell me, oh, do you need help with your rent? Like, I can help you. And I was like, did you fucking take my money? No, why would I take your money? And I was like, then why are you trying to help me with my rent? And he was like, I'm just trying to help you. I ain't got it right now, but I'm trying to help you. So I'm pissed having to work overtime and shit to try to get my rent back, you know? So then it's just the energy is just not good. And now we have a sex deal, but I'm still kind of disconnected because like I said, I feel like he's talking to other bitches. You know, I like I said, I'll go outside into the apartments and I see him talking to other bitches and stuff. And when I ask him like, what's going on, he won't even tell me. So at this point this is my breaking point. When I walked into my room and I saw them niggas all jump on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck is y'all doing? It's him and like four of his dudes in my room. And I was like, what y'all doing in my room? And I looked down and then dudes is literally taking cocaine. They snorting up or sniffing, were putting in their mouth, whatever. There's cocaine on my fucking bed. And I was like, okay, you gotta go. And I was like, I'm sorry, like I can't do this. So we break up, right? And so he leaves for a second, but then again, he finessed me to come back. And then he comes back. They doing the same shit. All these dudes in my house, like literally my neighbors fucking hated us because they would throw their blunt wrappers. We were living upstairs. They would throw their blunt wrappers downstairs to her, you know, her little patio. So she would constantly complain. And she would always say like, when y'all are at work, these niggas is loud. They play your music on blast. They loud everything, right? So then he's still in my house, right, after I broke up with him. So that's where I feel hella stupid because I broke up with him, but we were still lightweight fucking around. And he was still at my house, but I know he was fucking other bitches. Like one time some girl literally brought us food. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I just really feel stupid for playing myself. So one night we was at a party, right? And it was my girl's, I think 18th birthday or 19th birthday, whatever. So she threw a party at this little hall. So we all having a good time. And all of a sudden we hear gunshots, bop, bop, bop. We're like, what the fuck? So the party gets shut down. Come to find out, he was in the back fighting somebody in the party. He run outside, go to his car, get his gun, start shooting at the people, right? So we all come home, come back to my house. And me and my girl are sitting in my room talking and laughing and stuff. And then all we hear was gunshots. Bop, bop, bop. We're like, oh my God. Because mind you, we ain't never heard no shit like this before. We're like, what do we do? Did we go on the floor? Girl, what we do? Get down, Nicole, get down. And so we get on the floor. All we do is hear all of them running up the stairs in a frantic. We're like, what the heck? What's going on? Like, what's happening? So I guess the guys that he fought at the club found them and shot at them out front of my house, y'all. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like his friend got shot, but not like shot. So this guy is Nigerian black, hella black. And the bullet grazed the side of his finger where he is white. So he was shook it. And so I'm like, okay. I said, y'all can't be here. Like, you selling weed out of my house. It's one thing to just have somebody to have your wounds here. The people that I know. But now these random niggas is in my house. I don't know them. I don't know who. Now people shooting at you. Like, you gotta fucking go. Like, I told him, I finally got my voice after months. Right? I finally got my voice. And even my friend was telling me, like, listen, if you don't end this shit, you're not about to be my friend no more. Like, I can't fuck with you. I'm not having these niggas in my house. They stealing from us. Like, we don't even have food after working all day. I literally have to eat at work. You know, like, I'm not doing this with you no more, Jasmine. Like, you need to choose. So she really fueled me to end it, right? So I tell him, like, you gotta fucking go. Like, I can't be here with you no more. And so we end it. Right, I still see him around the apartments and shit. So one day, his friend is telling me, his cousin, right? His cousin's cool. I like him. His cousin's telling me, he's like, oh, I got these George Lopez tickets. Y'all want to go? Knowing that I love fucking George Lopez. George Lopez was hot back in the day, right? And so I was like, hell yeah, I want these tickets. So he gives us 4 tickets. I buy 4 tickets. So me and my best friend go, and 2 of our other friends go, right? So we get all cute and we going down to the Staples Center or whatever, Save Mart Center. And so we go and we get to the front and we give them the tickets and our tickets go, I'll maybe flip it around, sir. Flip it. Did you scan it the right way? Try it again. We're like, oh no, like hell no, the tickets ain't working. So he's like, can y'all step to the side, please? And we're like, okay, right? So we sit down. We're like, this is a mistake. They're going to fix it. Like, hella naive and shit. So then this Mexican girl comes out and is looking at me. And I'm like, boo, like, looking at her like, can I help you? And so she's like, no. She just says, no, right? And so we're like, what's happening? So then the police come out and they're like, where'd you buy these tickets from? They asked me, they pulled me to the side, like, where'd you buy these tickets from? And I was like, oh, I just, you know, this guy was just selling them and I bought them. He was like, what's the guy's name? I was like, I don't know him like that, sir. Like, someone literally approached me saying, do you want to buy these George Lopez tickets? You know, I'm trying to stick to the code, the law, you know. I ain't no thug nigga, but I know, you know, stick to the code. Stitches get snitches, or snitches get stitches, right? So I'm trying to keep it cool. And so I'm like, I don't know, sir. I don't know what you want me to tell you, whatever. So then he gets pissed at me. He throws me in the back of the police car, and I'm like freaking out, like, right? So my friend sees them throw, my best friend sees them throw me in the back of the police car, and the bitch starts singing like a motherfucking canary. His name is this. He hang with this. He live with this, right? So she pretty much tells the police who he is, where he be hanging, all that shit, right? Because she didn't know no better. Like I said, we innocent girls, so we don't know this shit. We don't live by the code. We're not from the streets, especially not her, right? She come from a good family, 2-parent home. But anyways, and so the police let me out the car. He was like, you lied to me. I was like, why would I lie to you, sir? I would never lie. He was like, you do know this person. He told me the name. And I was like, I know him, but I don't know him. I don't know him to the fact where I can give you his last name or where he stay. I was like, I know of him, but I don't fucking know him, right? And so they end up letting me go, right? So they end up letting me go. Some time goes by, and my friend gets subpoenaed, right? She gets subpoenaed to testify against him, basically. And so we're at our house laughing, you know, we're joking because she don't even like him. That's one dude she don't like, right? So she's like, I'm about to pull up and be like, it was him, Your Honor. So we're joking about it, like laughingly joking about it. Some time goes by and we just can't keep our apartment no more. You know, like my job is cutting my hours and shit. And so she moves back in with her dad and I move back in with my mom for a split second. And so he calls me. He's like, Jasmine, like, so-and-so is about to testify against me. And I was like, yeah, I think she got subpoenaed. I'm not sure. He was like, tell her, don't do it. And I was like, well, if she got subpoenaed, she can't, you know, not go. And he was like, do you know people get their ass beat for that? He was like, do you know that there's literally a term, stitches get stitches? And he was like, I like y'all, so I ain't about to send no, you know, girls, but I can have some girls go over there and beat her ass if I wanted to. And so I was like, and he was like, and don't say nothing to incriminate yourself. He was like, these police played the fuck out of y'all. He was like, he know y'all innocent. He know y'all ain't got no record or nothing like that. He know y'all gonna cooperate. They played the fuck out of y'all. And I was like, okay, let me tell her. Let me call you back. So I called my friend. I was like, girl, you know, he said this, da, 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 da. And so naturally, she gets spooked, right? She's like, what? Like, no, well, I, you know, so she gets scared. So she's like, well, you gotta come with me on, you know, the day of the, you know, the court, right? Because she's still going. She's like, you better come with me. So I go, right? Like I said, I ain't no fighter, but don't push me. So she, the day of the court, we go. I'm looking real cute. I'm real looking Olivia Pope-ish, bitch. I'm looking good. My blazer, my hair looking good, everything. So I go. We sitting down waiting for her turn or whatever. And then the police calls her and like, hey, he calls her name. She walks outside and she instantly says, I wasn't even there. I don't feel like I should testify. I didn't even buy the tickets. She bought the tickets. Like, I have no information to give, you know? And he was like, who bought the tickets? And he was like, she was like, oh, my friend Jasmine, she's in there. She's sitting right there, right? So she points me out to the police. I'm like waving to the police. And he was like, oh, Jasmine, oh, we're looking for her. She has a warrant. We have a warrant for her arrest. And I was like, what? A warrant for her arrest, right? So I'm like, what are you talking about, sir? So he was like, yeah, you are going, you have a warrant for your arrest for receiving stolen property. And I was like, oh my God. So I start crying, bawling, girl. He was like, do you want to give your friend your purses and all your valuable stuff? He was like, because I got to take you downtown. And I start bawling, crying, right? They put me in handcuffs. I was like, call my mama, call Lisa and them, tell them, come get me, please, y'all, I'm going downtown. But anyway, so I'm crying on my way to the damn car. And so the police kind enough to tell me, relax, it's only a $10,000 bond, relax. I was like, I don't have $10,000, sir. He was like, you don't have to pay that, like, chill out, it's not even a big deal. So he, you know, raiding on my parade. I'm like, ain't nobody tell you to chill out when your black ass got shot for the first time, huh? You didn't say that? Nobody told you to chill out when you got shanked by the fucking cartel? Didn't nobody tell you to chill out, motherfucker? But anyway, so I go to the All-Lady Fur Factory, right? And so when you go in there, they put you down to like this holding tank, I guess that's what it's called. And so in there has telephones and like all the numbers to all the bail bonds in your area and shit like that, just in case you wanted to get bailed out. You can do that before they take you upstairs, right? So I'm calling my sisters and my mom and stuff, and I'm hot. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill him. Like, you know, just saying, like, you know, we nonchalantly say, I'm gonna kill his ass. Not about to really kill him. But I noticed the phone keeps hanging up. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I call my sister back again. And I was like, no, like, he's fucking, like, dead. Like, I'm over this nigga, right? So I'm cussing him out. And so some lady comes on the phone. It's like, you can't talk like that. Stop talking like that or I'm gonna hang it up. I was like, who is this? Who's listening to us? But, you know, the police listen to your calls. So my sister was like, okay, we're going to try to get the money to bail you out, blah, blah, blah. You know, mommy's working on it. My mom's working on it. So then I'm sitting down there, like maybe 3 hours go by. And the lady tells me, she was like, sweetheart, I got to take you upstairs. Like if they didn't come get you at this point, I got to take you. Like you got to go. Right. So I start crying again. Y'all, I'm a bitch. I start crying again. Like, okay. So she's fucking frisking me all in my vagina and everywhere, you know, making sure I ain't got nothing, asking me if I got any gang members, if I'm a, you know, a thug or whatever. And I was like, no. Right. So then she make me get naked in front of her, girl. Then she puts me on all that dumb ass orange, right? Orange is not the new black. I don't even fuck with stripes like that. So I'm up there. I go in there and all I can describe it is like, it's like camp kind of. My mama almost got me a legit whooping because she was like, how was it, Jasmine? And I told her like, it was like camp, but it kind of was like they have all the sales on the outside. You know, everyone, you'd have two sets of sales, you know, two up and two down, and then in the middle there's TV and there's, you know, seating and stuff and people playing games and playing music and stuff. So the atmosphere wasn't that bad. And so when I go in there, I'm not with the thugs. I'm not with the, like, the mean girls. I'm in girls who, oddly enough, girls who are in there because of their fucking man who got played out by their man. Some girl who went in there because her man made her, you know, hold his gun, or some man who went in there and made her hold his stash, or some nigga got arrested, so he made his girl sell his weed and she got caught. You know, all this stuff because of a man. So I'm literally just around prostitutes and stuff like that, right? So I'm talking to the girl, some of the ladies and some of the OGs in there who's been in there for a while. And they're telling me, like, you don't need to be in here. Like, I bet I ever fucking see you in here again. This is not you. Don't ever fucking come in here again, right? So I'm like, okay, ma'am, I'ma listen. Anyways, the next day, my mama bails me out. And so I go to court like that following Monday or whatever. And so basically he tells me, he's like, okay, so you need to take a petty theft class and Take a paid deaf class and be good for 6 months, right? Don't do shit. Don't get arrested or nothing for 6 months and we'll drop the whole thing. And I was like, oh, cool, right? I ain't no thug. That's easy, right? So the next weekend, I go and take my paid deaf class, right? And it's so funny. I'm in there with everybody who's stealing and shit. And the funniest thing is, the guy that I lost my virginity to, that sexy-ass chocolate with the little dick, you know, earlier in the episode, he was in there, and he was like, what are you doing up in here? And I was like, oh, you know, such and such sold me some tickets. He was like, what did I tell you? Stop running with them niggas. Like, I told you from jump, like, don't hang with them, right? So anyways, time goes by. I get my little certificate. Time goes by. I got a new man at this time. I'm working. I'm hella busy. I'm in working in banquets at this time. And I'm working in banquets, and I literally, just forget, like 6 months goes by, a long time. So I'm at home with my new boo. I'm living with my new roommate at the time, and my roommate comes to my door. She was like, girl, the police are outside asking for you. Should I let them in? Like, do you know what it's about? And I was like, no, I have no idea. So I go out there, right? All I have is a fucking t-shirt on, a long t-shirt on. And I was like, can I help you, sir? And he's like, are you Jasmine? I was like, yeah. He was like, we have a warrant for your arrest because you forgot your court date. And I was like, my court date? No, like it's 6 months. I forget my fucking court date. So then I was like, oh my God. He was like, yeah, I got to take you. I was like, I don't even have any shoes or pants on. He was like, okay, go put shoes or pants on, right? So I'm thinking like he don't give me a chance of privacy. No, he walks up in there in my room, is watching me, got the flashlight on. My boyfriend is like, excuse me, he ain't got no shirt on, right? He's like, what's happening? I was like, they about to arrest me, call my mama, call somebody, like, they gonna get me again. They got me again, y'all. But anyways, they take me downtown. Mind you, I get arrested on a motherfucking Friday. So any of y'all who knows about the system, you get arrested Friday night, bitch, you sitting in there all weekend until you can get a court date next week, right? So I had to sit in there for 5 days. My court date came on the 5th on Tuesday, right? So I'm in jail for 5 days eating that dumbass food, eating that block cheese. Bitch was hella constipated. Had to take a fucking shower around bitches. You know what I'm saying? One girl got in trouble and we had to get on lockdown, you know? But it was just so surreal. So I had to go, I was in there for about 5 days, and then I go to court, and then the saddest part is, I had to go to court, and since I'm already in jail, I couldn't get dressed or anything like that. Like, they have a curling iron for you, so you can put your hair decent, but I go to court in shackles, in my fucking orange, and I look up, and I see my boyfriend and his family. I instantly start bawling. I instantly start fucking crying, and so the public defender's like, Your Honor, she's literally good. Like, she just forgot her court date. She was working. Like, you can verify it. She, you told her to do the petty theft class in 6 months. She literally did it the next weekend. So she's good. You know, I think you should just drop the whole thing. Like, the judge was like, I agree. You can just tell you got, you know, caught up in the wrong crowd. He was like, don't do this again. You're free to go, right? I was like, yes, bitch, I'm free. But anyways, so I get out. I'm a free bird, but y'all, I don't recommend that. Like, you know what pissed me off the most, I think, is because if you is about that life, right, if you know you stealing, eventually you're gonna get caught. If you know you scam it, eventually the boy's gonna find your ass. I was pissed and it didn't sit right with my spirit because this is some shit I didn't fucking do. Like, if I'm gonna go to jail, let me have a good ass story. Let me say, you know, I was pushing weight. So now, you know, they caught you, girl. You know what I'm saying? I was making 10 grand a week because, you know, the police got me. Like, if I'm gonna go to jail, let it be for some shit that I did. So the fact that I didn't do anything is what pissed me off. So I stopped talking to him. I blocked him. I blocked his family. Anybody who had any connection with him and his goons and his friends, I fucking blocked them. They were trying to call me to see what was going on. I said, don't fucking talk to me. So, like, that was for sure a lesson learned. Like I said, I always learn from the shit that I go through. There's not one thing that I go through. If I survive that shit, I learn my fucking lesson. So, anybody who hit me with anybody who hit me with I'm a scammer, anybody who hit me with, I'm a producer, no. I don't fuck with you. Bye, boy. Like, he even still be trying to, like, contact me through my family. Oh, how's she doing? Oh, how Jasmine doing? Don't fucking worry how Jasmine's doing, okay? Leave me alone, you thug. But anyways, y'all, so that is my story, y'all. Like, your girl was really in there pissing in front of other bitches. Do you understand? Like, taking a shower with other girls. Like, I ain't got any privacy. So I don't recommend that at all. If you about that life, be careful because the boys is out. But anyways, y'all, that is my story. Like I said, if you in that situation, you don't need to be. Like, don't think just because you got time with that guy and, oh, I've been with him for 7 years, he might as well. No, you deserve better. Don't let somebody fucking ruin your life because they got a good dick. There's more things in life than a good dick. Right now, I'm trying to find good dick because I got the good things, but I'm just trying to find the good dick. But anyways, but y'all, that's my story. Make sure you guys like, comment, leave me a review on iTunes. That helps me get seen more. That helps me get a broader audience. I am so grateful for everybody who has left me a review. Like 3 months ago, I was at, I want to say 29. Now I'm at 85. Like, I appreciate y'all. I just got another one from this guy. He's so sweet. Him and his wife. I honestly, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate y'all. And I love y'all. Follow me on social media. My Instagram, Sexually Frustrated Black Girl. This is your girl, Jazzy. And you haven't listened to Sexually Frustrated Black Girl. Bye-bye.